Hey there, this is Brianna, and I have a question for you. It's kind of weird, it's kind of bizarro, it's kind of gross, but I wonder if you would put salmon sperm on your skin if it meant you never had to use sunscreen again. I don't know how I feel about this, so if you are on Anchor, go ahead and leave a comment or press the callback button and let me know what you think about this. If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, you can go ahead and reach me through my website, but I am fascinated by this. This is not something that's available just quite yet, but this morning I ran across an article on just this very thing. So we know that UV rays can give us a tan, but they can also give us a burn. They can also create cancer. And so there is a gentleman by the name of Guy German. He is a biomedical researcher in New York at a university. And he is doing a test on whether or not using the DNA from salmon sperm, creating a film, almost like if you took, I don't know if you did this when you were a kid, but took glue, like Elmer's glue, and put it on your hand and then let it dry and you peeled off a film kind of like that. So they're researching whether or not a film like this could protect us from UV rays. And while this is not available yet, and who knows if it ever will be available, what they are finding after putting this film in, They're measuring the UV rays through something called the spectrophotometer. And what they found is that with this film, it can block up to 90% of the UVB rays, which are the burning rays. They cause us to tan, but they also cause us to burn. And up to 20% of the UVA rays, which are the ones that are contributing to premature aging. They contribute to skin cancer. They penetrate really deeply. They don't necessarily make us red or burn, but they are what make us look old and can contribute to cancer. And so they found that this film does in fact block the UV rays, and the molecules kind of cross-link once they're exposed to the UV light, and that becomes even stronger. And so there's this interesting thought of, is this something that would make sense? And in a way, I wonder how many people would do it, because it's kind of gross, but there are plenty of people who use, there are a lot of growth factor serums on the market that use elements of baby foreskin. Mm-hmm. And they call them growth factors, but that's where they obtain them. And people use it because they think it'll make them look younger. Not so sure about that. I've seen some people look good, but they've usually used it in conjunction with peels and laser, and other people I haven't seen really great results in. So I'm kind of on the fence of whether or not that works or not. But people are using weird things on their skin. So this one might, you know, it might be okay with some people. The reason that I'm so fascinated with this, because this article that I was reading also stated, and this was an interesting fact for me, as an esthetician, I used to have a hard time getting people to wear sunscreen, not so much anymore since I have some that people actually love wearing, but they stated that a study from the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology back in 2015 said that only 14.3% of men and 29.9% of women would wear sunscreen if they were going to be outside more than an hour, which was really kind of unsettling to me, knowing just how many people get skin cancer, basal cell, squamous cell, and a ton of people with melanoma, and it's very scary, and it's very damaging, and the scars are nasty, and we don't want that. But a lot of people don't like wearing sunscreen. They hate it. It burns. It stings. It makes them break out, and they think it's an inconvenience. So a lot of people aren't wearing it. So I wonder if there is something that, you know, you put on one time and it stayed put and it worked forever and ever. I don't know if that'll ever exist, but I think it's an interesting concept. Kind of grosses me out. Ultimately, I feel like using sunscreen with zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, finding a formulation that you love and want to wear is probably going to be the best bet. But this was a new interesting study, and I wanted to share it with you and get your thoughts. So let me know what you think.